Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the key to daily profit, mentally, emotionally, and financially, has been hidden in your human design all along? Today, we have Mel McSherry joining us on the podcast. She's a business and life guide, and we're thrilled to have you today. Thanks for joining us, Mel.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share more about what I do and who I am.
Awesome. How did you get into helping people design their lives?
It was definitely a progressional story, which I don't think any entrepreneur in ever their life, they've had a straight A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's definitely been one of those different points in different situations. But I've actually been an entrepreneur since 2010. I started in the fitness industry and I really enjoyed going to people's homes, training them. I did some bridal boot camps here in Chicago that I got pretty well known for. And then when my son was born in 2011, it was just too hard to make it work. And so I ended up actually taking a step to the side, which I always reference it as that way because I don't really believe that we take step backs. So I took a step to the side and went, okay, what do I need to do to, or what do I want to do to be mentally, emotionally, and financially profitable? And that came to a point of making the decision to work for an IT company as a VA, as well as do some online medical billing, which, oh, so fun. And I always love sharing that bit of my story because we often forget that sometimes we need to make decisions that aren't necessarily in alignment with our big picture, but do fill one of those profitability buckets. And for me, I needed to fill the financial bucket so I could wrestle with this new mom, undiagnosed postpartum depression, you know, party that we had going on. And that lasted for a couple of years while I was trying to get my footing underneath me. And then I really wanted to get back into my own thing. So that actually presented itself as a partnership with a network marketing company called Beachbody. I just wanted to be a health and fitness coach. I had no inclination to, hey, girl, message and build my team. I just wanted to kind of stick to what I enjoyed. But that kind of shifted, not without my permission, but unexpectedly, when my leader saw that I was very consistent in my sales and hitting my goals. And she went, okay, you are a married single mom, because I was married at the time, but my ex-husband was gone all the time for work. And she's like, you are consistently hitting your goals. How are you doing this? And I really didn't think it was anything special, but unbeknownst to me, that was the beginning foundations of how I guide and what is important to me and for me to show others how to do. And that started with time and energy management. So I would wake up in the morning, I would check in on myself energetically. How am I feeling? Did I get a lot of sleep? Did not so much. I would look at the time that I had that day, and then I would make my to-do list match both of those. And it allowed me to give myself that permission to, yes, it's on the to-do list, but also prioritize for myself and for my son and for my energy. And I still got everything done. And so by simply just reframing that time and energy management and putting that into a quick training video, her team's productivity exploded. All of a sudden, people just wanted to be on my team. And fast forward a year later, we're in the top 1% of the company. And I'm being asked to do team calls and trainings all throughout Beachbody. Friends and other network marketing companies are asking me to do trainings there. Fast forward to 2015, I'm in the middle of my divorce. I have one foot in fitness that's going nowhere because my other foot is now in what I figured out was business coaching. And it became that, okay, now it's my next, what do I want? And beautifully through Beachbody, I had a year-long internship with John C. Maxwell, who is one of the, I mean, famous. My dad's an entrepreneur. I grew up listening to him. And I understood what coaching was, fell in love with it, left Beachbody in 2016, got my certification through John Maxwell and his international leadership team, started my business, what I called coaching at the time in 2017, really honoring that prioritization aspect, prioritizing your time, your profit avenues, your energy. And then Human Design found me in 2020 and brought a whole new level to that, because now I can customize those prioritizations to the person that I am working with. It's no longer about my four foundations or my formula or my funnels or so on and so forth. It is here are all the beautiful tools in my tool belt from now being a 15 plus year entrepreneur, customized to how I know who you are through your human design. And so I spend every day helping inspired yet overwhelmed entrepreneurs honor their lives and be the architect of their true success. And I love every second of it.
I love that. I love the fact that you framed it as energy and time management. Talk a little bit about that.
I love to pone it in that way because we tend to keep those two separate. Like there's this really big thing of like, oh, personal development over here, business development over here, or spiritual practices over here, structural practices over here. When really they all come from you. And by understanding your energetic blueprint on your own, that automatically gives you so much more insight and confidence into how you want to create the business, the money, and the life that you want. Because we all have unlimited potential when it comes to creating that, but we get so overwhelmed and overextended by everything we think we need to do or should do. And we don't take the time to check in on ourselves first. So by starting first with just checking in on your energy and matching your to-dos, your tasks, your goals to that energy, automatically you are aligning yourself to your human design and you will find that your journey will be more profitable mentally, emotionally, and financially.
Talk about checking in on your energy. And you said you do it first thing in the morning. Is that what you recommend to people to kind of get their day started, or is it the end of the day or all during the day?
You know what? Start off at the beginning of the day because we all know things can shoot to south really quickly, especially if you're a partner, caregiver, so on and so forth, and also life in general. So I love it as a reframing point as well. So start off with what do you know to be true about your energy when you wake up? And then as your day progresses, if something does shift, go back to, okay, now this is the time and energy that I have. Now this is what I want. How do I fit that inside of now what I know to be true? So it helps you, again, go back to yourself first before you seek that external resources. Because we're taught to do the opposite. We're taught to seek the expert, find the funnel, da-da-da-da, which is beautiful. But if you don't understand your how first and the energy behind your how, then you're doing nothing but just spending a lot of time and energy and money on resources that aren't meant or nor fit who you are and how you work.
That is so true. I was thinking, I just got back from an 8-day trip. I have zero energy today. Yes. I've got this little bit of a cough. So it's like, it's so true that we have to lean into our energy because sometimes you're on that roll and you don't mind working like 12, 14 hours just because you're getting something done and it's flowing. Mm-hmm. And then other times I think you do have to give yourself permission to think, where is my energy? And what can I really accomplish today?
Absolutely. And also we take it that one step further with utilizing your human design, really customizing your starting and stopping points with that energy. Because for some of us, we receive energy from others and actually don't notice that we're slowly burning out because we're around energetic people. There's also ones that have copious amount of energies, but still can burn out because they don't understand that it can be utilized in different spaces. And so by first understanding your energy as you know it, and then honing it in with those beautiful, beautiful energetic boundaries with your human design, it just expands more and more and more and becomes just more fluid and easeful inside of your life and business.
Well, why don't we define human design? Have we done that yet?
No, that was exactly what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, and then I was going to say, we've had ours done and I don't remember what they were, but she probably does. She's really good about that stuff.
I love it. Yeah, so human design is a tool that utilizes Kabbalah, I Ching, astrology, chakras, and quantum physics. And what it is it's your energetic blueprint, or as the person who brought it forward calls it, the science of differentiation. It shows you your unique profitability points, your characteristic. I like to kind of dull it down as it shows you the why behind your how. Simon Sinek is so beautiful at already coining finding your why, which yes, is so important. But like I mentioned earlier, it's easy for us to get confused in the how because we don't trust ourselves initially. We just think, oh, we're lazy because we don't want to do X, Y, Z. Or, oh, it's out, quote unquote, outside of my comfort zone because I don't want to do A, B, C. Instead of, ooh, is it that? Or is it really just against my energy design and how I'm meant to create the business, the money, and the life that I want. And so using it from my perspective, when it found me in 2020, I sobbed because I was in a really interesting counterpoint in my business where on paper, I was crushing it. I was making nearly six figures. I was speaking internationally all over the place. I was writing a book. Like, I looked good. Internally, I was a mess. I felt so inauthentic, so disconnected to my business, and I couldn't understand why or where I went too far. And when my human design was read to me, it was this huge universal facepalm of, oh, ho, 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 ho. That's why. Oh, I'm not lazy. Oh, I'm not crazy. Oh, I'm not pushing myself. This is literally my system letting me know that this is not meant for me. So once I had that information and then the vernacular to advocate for myself, I started making foundational shifts in my business, which has just been phenomenal for myself and again, for my mental, emotional, and financial profitability. And I want everybody else to know themselves too, because we're moving to this age of power of the individual inside of the collective. So shifting that framework from, oh, I need to ABC to I want to understand that I can X, Y, Z, all of a sudden, the ownership of your business, the ownership of who you are inside of it is non-negotiable and so strong, it's ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, you reminded me, Kirsten, that you and I think are both manifesting generators.
Lovely.
So there's a lot of reasons why we work so well together. We're coordinated, mm-hmm. but there are some aspects of it that are totally different. And yes. there's aspects of us that are totally different. We just work differently. So
yeah,
it's not just about, I think you can get a human design chart done. It's really going to tell you a little bit, but it's having somebody help you interpret that.
Absolutely.
In your life, that's going to make a big change.
Absolutely. I call human design the ultimate onion of personal development. There are so many layers, and there's numbers, and there's lines, and there's shapes, and what is all of this? And yes, it does give you that basic information. And I love that you already pointed this out, that both of you are Manigens, but inside of that Manigen theme, you two are completely different people. And that's what I love about human design, or one of the things I love about it is, yes, there are five overarching energetic themes, but who you are inside of that theme is only you. There is no two charts alike, ever. And so understanding the commonality you have with people around you, as well as I'm what's called a projector. So I am the guide. I am the person who loves working with Manigens because I love just not honing you in, because y'all have so much energy and can do so much at the same time. It makes me slightly jealous, but I love to remind you of that strength. No, you don't need to niche down. No, you don't need to just solely focus on one thing at a time. You can bounce around profitably. So with that information, what shifts can you change, or what mission can you give yourself to really enjoy because you have that? So you see where you start, somebody else picks up, where you can back off, and what really is profitable for you when it comes to your day in, day out for yourself.
I love that. We're just thinking of what's coming up next. So how would you say human design can help people financially? We've kind of talked about how it can help people emotionally and mm-hmm. and feel stronger and work with their energy. And so how would you say that reflects onto people's finances?
Great question. So I would say probably the most tactical thing is it helps you understand where to invest your money. I know if I would have known my human design before I met my first mentor, I would have saved about 50K, because I would have understood that though it worked for them, that was not in alignment with my design. So I could have waited for something not better, but something more aligned with who I am. And so it helps you dictate and really be confident in where you invest your money and why you are doing it. And then on the flip end, it creates such a fluid for your financial profitability to come forward, because it is creating, as I mentioned earlier, that ease and sustainability that a lot of us don't necessarily attain. No matter how long we've been entrepreneurs, we still have these moments of, oh, I need to hustle, or these moments of panic, or these moments of scarcity. And yes, we are human. And yes, those moments still happen even when you do understand your human design. But what it does differently is it helps you move through it. So you get through it with more understanding, more lessons learned, more ways to apply that time and energy. And therefore, when those opportunities come forward, they feel like they just happen overnight because you're consistently in that alignment. So it creates that financial abundance without that, I don't want to say without that struggle, because again, we're all human, but you still feel excited. You still find those glimmers. You still feel profitable as you are formulating that space and that funnel for yourself.
Yeah, I love that, because I did work with someone on my human design for a while, and it was fascinating to be able to understand what environments really lit me up and brought energy up. And so if you weren't feeling that, you could kind of shift yourself into that by, for me, it was changing my environment. I think I forgot what the term is, like external.
One of your variables.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So for me, I need to be listening to something or watching something or being around things that are creative to help me stay in that creativity or move forward in whatever I'm doing. So yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's those little things. One of my favorite quotes is by Brendon Burchard, and he says, it's the little things you do every day that make the biggest difference. And human design gives you those little things. And also the permission to understand your pace inside of it. It takes an average of 7 years for you to fully incorporate your design. And I love that, because it's against this whole, oh, 60K in 60 seconds, just follow these four things and you'll be fine. No, learning yourself is a process, and there is no wrong way to do it with your human design. It's where you feel called first to make that first shift with that awareness. And then it moves with you wherever you want to go. That next piece you want to really get clarity on, it shows you where to start, how it goes, what you need to be able to do that. And it moves with you without having to stress about any sort of checklist or instruction manual. It's just a manual of who you are that you can flip to at any time.
Yeah. And a lot of us, well, for me, I started in a 9-to-5. Other people started different places. And so you tend to get into a certain routine or feel like this is the only way it works, is if I keep pushing myself and just do it, get it done. When in fact, you can manipulate it a little bit to make it enjoyable, to make it a challenge, or, you know, whatever inspires you.
Absolutely. And I love that you said you just do it. There's so many one-liners that we hear and also reiterate as entrepreneurs, like trust your gut. Funny thing, not all of us should trust our gut, because that's not where all of us make our decision from. So it's those little things that you can go, okay, I hear what you're saying. And also, no, not for me. I know I need to move it to here, whether it's my solar plexus or my heart or so on and so forth. And it's those customization points where you can learn from others and listen to others and be aware of other situations or other formulas and be able to go, yep, that's it. Nope, not it. Ooh, maybe let's see if I need more information first. And it gives you that sustainable practice so you can create what you want the way that you want to do it.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how you talk about energy, because we're all different in what we get energy from and what gives us energy. And so we talk about, oh, you should work for a certain amount of time and then take a break. And maybe that works for some people. Maybe it doesn't work for other people. So I think the first part of it, I'd love to hear if you agree, is paying attention to how you're feeling and what's happening in your body. Like, you know, I noticed earlier I was walking from room to room and I went, because I didn't realize I was thinking about something and everything in my body was all tensed up about it. And I didn't realize until I went, wow, what's going on? What's happening on my shoulders?
Absolutely. And also to not punish yourself because you can't do something that people say all quote unquote millionaires do. I have so many people who say, oh, I just get so mad at myself that I can't be a morning person. I'm a night owl. Brilliant. Why are you trying to be a morning person if you already know you're more energetic at night? Shift your routine. Make your business hours later. I am a morning person. I wake up at 5 a.m. That's how I've always been. And I love that. So I craft my routine around what I already know about when I'm the most productive, creative, so on and so forth. So do that for yourself. Just because somebody does it and makes profit off of it mentally, emotionally, and or financially doesn't mean it's the end all be all. It's just more information. So for you to take that information, so for those of you listening who are like, no, I'm not a morning person, great. Still take the same aspect of, I know when I'm the most productive, creative, so I'm going to prioritize those times. I'm going to adjust my office hours around that. And I'm going to create a process that honors my energy, who I am, and what I know to be true. So it's those ways that you can just glean off those tidbits that are really applicable for you and bless and release the rest.
That's so great. It's so great. And it's, I know there's a lot of people listening who are going, shoo, I don't have to beat my head against the wall anymore. I can kind of get myself in the flow and go with the flow. It's not easy. And no. I feel like it's something you've got to learn and practice and make a habit.
Absolutely.
But it can be done and it can make your life a lot easier.
And it makes you feel normal knowing that,
my gosh, yeah. I mean,
everybody's different. You can't function the way someone else does just because it works well for them.
Yeah, it gets you excited about your individuality. And from that excitement, again, builds that self-trust and confidence of who you are, your process, your pace. And when that becomes just a subconscious non-negotiable, again, it is crazy how it feels, how things just quote unquote magically come forward. And yes, there's still rough days. I want to keep reiterating that of, yes, it's beautiful that you have this information and you will have much more ease inside of your life. And life is still life. We are still living in the time that we are living. And so honoring that as well of, okay, today is just a non-energy. I don't give a rat's patootie what's going on right now. Beautiful. Honor that as well. And when that energy comes back, you now know, again, how to utilize that profitably without being mad at yourself, without punishing yourself, without that guilt. And it is a practice. It is starting with that validation and confirmation first of what you already knew to be true, where that actually is inside of your chart, the awareness of where you've gone too far, and then what is that first thing that you want to shift that's going to create that snowball effect to that easeful, sustainable journey.
We love this, Mel. I can feel your energy coming through and it's so positive and lovely. So people, if they are also feeling that way and they think, I think Mel is my missing link, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
So my favorite way is a virtual coffee. So I do have a site for a complimentary 30-minute virtual coffee, no stress, safe, open space for us to get to know each other, ask me questions, process, so on and so forth. And that can be found at virtualcoffeewithmel.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You've been a wealth of information. You got us all thinking about time and energy and how to manage it and how to make it work for us. So thank you for joining us today, Mel.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.